Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Tenta podcast. I'm your host, Jen McEwen, co-founder and COO of Tenta, your private and encrypted browser. In today's voice article, we talk about the latest update to Chrome that reverses a decade of privacy practices by automatically signing users into the browser without their consent. As always, you can read the original post to this voice article on our blog at tenta.com/blog. Google just pushed out an update to Chrome, their browser, which has major privacy implications for users. For the past 10 years, users have had the option to sign into Chrome with their Google accounts, or not. But with Chrome 69, which came out in the beginning of September, users are automatically signed into Chrome without their knowledge when they use a Google site. Cryptography expert and Johns Hopkins University professor Matthew Green was one of the first to notice and critique the change. In an extensive blog post, Green outlines how he chose not to log into Chrome for the past decade. Then, earlier this month, he noticed his picture on the upper right corner of his browser, and he realized he'd been signed into Chrome without his consent. Why is this a problem? Primarily because Green, like many other Chrome users, chose not to sign into Chrome because he wanted to make sure that his data stayed on his computer, not the Google servers. So when he saw that he'd been signed in without his consent, Green assumed that his data was also being sent without his consent. That part turned out not to be true, as we'll get into later, but the change still raised a host of concerns. Green reached out to the Chrome developers to determine why this change was made. The closest thing to an explanation, from his perspective, was that it was to prevent your cookies and friends' cookies from meshing when you sign in on someone else's computer. He points out, however, that this has nothing to do with users who have chosen not to sign into Chrome in the first place. Green writes, "So if signed-in users are your problem, why would you make a change that forces unsigned-in users to become signed-in? I could waste a lot more ink wondering about the mismatch between the stated problem and the fix, but I won't bother. Because nobody on the public-facing side of the Chrome team has been able to offer an explanation that squares this circle." The Google team clarified that being signed into Chrome doesn't automatically sync a user's data with Google servers. People still have to opt into that option. But Green rightly points out that this change makes it difficult to trust Google. What prevents them from changing their policy without warning, as they did with this update? Green continues, "If you didn't respect my lack of consent with the biggest user-facing privacy option in Chrome, and didn't even notify me that you had stopped respecting it, why should I trust any other consent option you give me? What stops you from changing your mind on that option in a few months when we've all stopped paying attention?" Green also calls the sync opt-in a dark pattern, pointing out that the interface makes it unclear whether or not you're already synced. What happens if you click on certain things? If you do accidentally sync, does all your data from the time that you weren't synced sync up? Green writes, "In short, Google has transformed the question of consenting to data upload from something affirmative that I actually had to put effort into, entering my Google credentials and signing into Chrome, into something I can now do with a single accidental click. This is a dark pattern. Whether intentional or not, it has the effect of making it easy for people to activate sync without knowing it, or to think they're already syncing and thus there's no additional cost to increasing Google's access to their data." While the change wasn't as bad as it first appeared, due to the fact that data wasn't automatically being synced, the issues raised by Green and other privacy experts aren't insignificant. As Green wrote, "Trust is not a renewable source. Something to keep in mind, Google." Thank you so much for listening to this voice article. As always, you can read the original post on our blog at tenta.com/blog. And if you haven't already done so, please follow us on Twitter at TentaBrowser. We're also on Reddit at Tenta Browser, on Steemit at Tenta, and if you're a developer and would like to contribute to our open source project, Tenta DNS, or just check out the code, you can find us on GitHub at github.com/tenta-browser. And lastly, if you haven't already done so, please head over to Google Play and download the Tenta VPN browser. That's T-E-N-T-A browser. Well, that's it for me. I will catch you all in the next episode.